When you give your web designers a tight budget to work within, or when you give them a limited time, they're going to have to cut corners. It's kind of inevitable, really. There's nothing much you can do about it. But it has consequences further down the line. Many different consequences, actually. But the one that I want to focus on is one of documentation and kind of cleanness of code. The trouble is that as I kind of talk about web design and running a website, I'm often talking about this idea of websites evolving rather than going through these periodic redesigns. But in order for that to work, everything needs to be very clearly documented and have really good clean code on your site. Because if you don't do that, your site becomes messier and messier over a period of time to the point that it becomes actually quite hard to manage and make changes to it. I'm talking from bitter experience here. The Boag World site is a classic example of a site where I didn't bother documenting. After all, it's just my site. Now, we spend a lot of time creating clean, beautiful code for our clients' websites, and where we provide comments in our code explaining what we did and why we did it, we don't always do that on our own sites, do we? And so, my advice really for today is to think twice before taking too many shortcuts in commissioning your website, and make sure that any web designer that you use is going to document everything he's done, and it is going to produce good, clean code that is going to stand the test of time. It's a bit of a techie one this week, today, I know, but it is a really important thing. And so be careful when you start cutting corners on budget and timescales.